Turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. We previously, in our study of this chapter, had left off with looking at verse 20, which tells us to, well, actually goes back to verse 19, actually even back to verse 18, which talked about not being drunk with wine, whereas excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit, then you can speak to yourself in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And being filled with the Spirit, you'll be able to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the giving of thanks in all things. Flesh and blood can't do that. But as we are filled with the Spirit of God, we saw that it enables us to be able to give thanks in all things. The good, yes, that's easy, right? But in the bad times as well. Now that's not so easy. And we would all admit and agree that, yes, that would take the Spirit of God. It would take the filling of the Spirit in order to be able to give thanks in the bad times as well as the good times. Today we had left off there and did study on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, and being in Christ. And we're now ready for verse 21. Verse 21, we read, submitting yourselves one to another, one to another, in the fear of God, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And then he goes on to tell us who he's talking about. He's talking about church members. The letter was written to the Ephesian church. Submitting yourselves one to another. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, submit to your wives, right? Well, yeah, I challenge you to look at loving her as yourself. That takes some submitting, doesn't it? Submitting. And then he goes on into the sixth chapter and talks about children submitting to their parents, and parents to the children. bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What does that mean? For you to do that, for you to look after all their training, all their education, and their upbringing in spiritual and physical, you must submit to them. You must give of yourself to their good, to their benefit. So that is a submission. And then he goes on, servants, submit to your masters. Masters, submit to your servants. See. Now, those are all things that we will be looking at in the course of this study as we continue on in this study. Now, for us to really understand submitting the Greek word here means to arrange under, to be subordinate. It is what is involved in the meaning of the word is more just a passive submission. And lack of self-assertion. It is a Greek term used many times of a military. To arrange in a military fashion under the command of a leader, to arrange the troop divisions in a military fashion under the command of their leader. And there are different steps in that leadership. However, in a non-military use, it was a voluntary attitude of giving in, cooperating with, assuming responsibility, and carrying a burden. It carried with it the meaning of you giving up completely yourself to the care and concern and benefit of another. Keep that in mind, especially as we go down through here, wives to their husbands. Husbands to their wives, children to the parents, parents to the children, servants to the masters, masters to the servants. Keep that in mind. One to another. That is, one another reciprocally. Yes, I to you. And that's the only thing I'm to be concerned about. It is my submission to you, my giving myself over to you for your good and for your benefit. But reciprocally, you are to be doing the same with me. Is the idea of that term. Now, you might be saying, right along with me, well, that's a very hard and impossible task. You're right. In the flesh. That's why he brought us from where we've been to this present point to say this now. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. What did he say previously? Verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Be imitators of God. In a sense, God gave himself wholly over for our benefit, for our good. It was for his honor and glory, for his pleasure, for his purpose, for his will. But as we walk imitating God as your children, as his children ought to walk, and he wants us to be walking together in lowliness, in unity, caring for someone else and not for ourselves, building them up in the faith. He said in verse 2, and walk in the love. There is the underlying principle. If we truly love, it'll not be a hard and difficult task for me to give up myself to see to your good and your benefit. If I truly love you with a divine love, if I truly love you as Christ loved me, how did Christ love me? How did Christ love you? And have given himself for us. An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. So then he said in verse 18, which we referenced briefly, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You see, in order for us to be doing verse 21, there must be the filling of the Holy Spirit of God. There is the leading of the Holy Spirit of God, and as we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, we do His leading. And He leads us in love toward our fellow man, toward fellow church members in the Lord. Now, as members of the Ephesian church, this letter was written to the Ephesian church. It was addressed to the Ephesian church, and through them to all of the Lord's churches, even today. We, as members, are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're to be filled with the Holy Spirit to the extent that a brother or sister's welfare is preferred above our life. They were the Ephesian church members. We are to be concerned with the advancement of one another, with edifying one another. Just look with me at, I've got it now, so we'll do it in the order I've got. Turn with me to the book of James. The book of James, chapter 4. And what do we read in verse 7? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Period. Notice verse 6. But he giveth more grace. God gives grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You and I will not submit to God unless we're humble. And to the humble, he giveth grace. He giveth more grace so that we might continue submitting to him. What is involved in my submitting to God? Can I say I'm submitted to God if I'm not submitting to you? Can you say that you're submitting to God if you're not submitting to me? You see, if we submit to God, then we'll be submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. Turn with me now to the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians in chapter 2. Verse 3. Speaking to another church. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. God resisteth the proud. But giveth grace to the humble. Giveth more grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. That's what it's saying back in our text in the book of Ephesians in chapter 5 and verse 21. Submit yourselves one to another. It must be done in lowliness of mind. It must be done being humble. This is a command in God's Word. If we're truly submitting to God, we will submit to one another. That comes into play in the husband-wife relationship. You're going to hear it this week, but you're going to hear it again next week. If wife is submitting to God, she'll submit to her husband. In other words, she'll give up herself totally for his good and for his benefit, for his welfare. I know, when we get on that subject, it's not a popular subject in the world we live today. But it's not always been that way. Oh, the world today would say, yeah, you know, but Bible day, yeah, the women were second-class citizens. Well, we're not second-class citizens. That's not what God's Word is saying at all. Chapter 12. Romans 12. Verse 9 says, without dissimulation. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Look at verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. In honor, submitting to one another. It's not about my good, it's not about what I want, but it's about the good of someone else. And I give myself totally, 100% over to it. First Peter, First Peter chapter 5. Verse 1 of them says, the elders which are among you, I adjure, talking about pastors, bishops, elders. I'll show you that he is. Who am also an elder. Yes, Peter. Peter also was an elder. And a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking foresight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. What is he saying here to the elders? Submit to your flock. An elder, a pastor, gives up of himself for the sake of the flock, for the benefit of the flock, for their good. That's what he cares about. That's what he's concerned about. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. That's God's order. Yes, some would say, well, he's put in a place of leadership. And he is. He is to lead. He is to lead by the word of God and by example in the flock. He's not to do it as being their Lord and their master. He's not. I'm not your Lord and your master. Jesus Christ is. He's mine. And when the shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Notice verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. They all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Likewise, ye younger, ye that are under the elder, submit yourself unto your elder. Yea, all of you, elders and church members, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. You see, and the idea of submission takes humility. It's not self-exaltation. When we exalt ourselves, we don't submit. That's fleshly. So that's the idea of submission. And we are to submit one to another, according to our text verse, 21 of the 5th chapter, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Looking back at what he has said previously, we looked at verses 1 and 2, which we're to be imitators of God, we're to love as Christ loved. That's will be involved in our submission. But you go back into the 4th chapter, the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians, and verse 25 tells us to, wherefore putting away lying. In other words, lying one to another. Let me ask you, is lying submitting? No, it's not. Lying's not submitting. When do you tell a lie? When When I don't want you to know the real truth. Why not? Put away lying. Lie not one to another. Book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9 said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. You're a new man in Christ Jesus. I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. I'm to be submitting one to another. We're to be submitting one to another. Lying is not submitting. Lying is of the old man. Lying is for self-exaltation. You see. Back in Ephesians chapter 4, we have another example. In verse 26, we're told to not be angry. Be angry and sin not. There's an anger that we are permitted to have, but we do not sin. It is a righteous indignation against sin. But even that anger is supposed to have its limitations. We're not to let the sun go down upon it. In other words, we're not to take it to bed with us, because it will breed into that which is sinful if we do. So don't be angry with one another. When we get angry with someone else, why do we get angry? Well, because we feel self has been offended. Self has been misused. Self has been abused. And therefore, we get angry. It's not submission. It's not godly. We're not submitting to God when we get angry at someone else. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that is. Oh, so in submission, what's involved in submission? Giving to him that is in need. Listen. Do we realize that what we have has been given to us of God, and it's been given to us of God that we in turn might share with someone else? And that's easy to do when we realize it came from God, and He wants me to give to someone else, and so I give to someone else knowing that God is going to give me what I need. He's not going to let me suffer loss. When I'm doing what God wants me to do, when I'm submitting to God, and therefore submitting to my brothers and sisters, God's going to bless. Greatly bless. Verse 29 of the fourth chapter says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Edifying speech is involved in our submitting one to another. Verses 31 and 32. Being kind to one another. Being kind. Compassionate. Not having bitter wrath and anger and evil speaking going on. Here's another one in submitting to one another. Confess your faults. Confess your falling away. Confess those falling aways that are a particular problem with you. That you labor or you struggle with. You give in to those temptations. Put me back at the book of James. James chapter 5. Verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Why don't we confess our faults to our church family, that our church family might get worse? Because that would involve submitting. That would involve submitting. That would involve my hearing it. Am I submitting to you? Right? You see, the problem with our churches today, the philosophy of the world has crept in. No one wants to submit to anyone today, to any authority today. Our church members don't want to submit, even. No, we hear somebody's got a besetting sin, something that they're struggling with, a temptation that they struggle with. Oh, we can't wait to tell somebody else about it. That's not submitting. That's not submitting. You see, the individual that confesses his fault to the church family, he has to submit. He has to be humble. But the one hearing has to submit. He has to care for the welfare of the one confessing his fault. He has to compare. He has to care about his good and his blessing. And when he cares about him, he'll go to the Lord and care for him. God is able to give deliverance. We're to be generous to one another. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. And verse 9 says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. In other words, be generous and being hospitable. Boy, that's a lost art today, too, isn't it? We may use the excuse, well, we're just busy. Whatever. But what it really boils down to, We'd have to give of ourselves. We'd have to give of ourselves to be generous in hospitality. Be subject to one another. Next verse tells us, submitting to one another. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, said us, we all are to be submitting one to another. Remember this. We're to be imitators of God. We're His children. We're to be imitators of God. We're to submit to God. James chapter 4. We're to submit to God. We're to love. We're to love as Christ loved. When we love as Christ loved and gave Himself for us, we'll have no problem. No problem submitting to one another. If this command is obeyed, which it is a commandment, and the commandment leaves no room for disobedience, only obedience. We know about obedience and disobedience. Those that obey are blessed. Disobey, suffer loss. So it leaves no room for disobedience. And if it obeyed, and it should be obeyed, what's it do? What's it do to our churches? If everyone is submitting one to another, what's it do to our churches? Well, get rid of fighting, bickering, quarreling, verbal confrontations. All these are things we find going on in the Lord's churches today. Oh, not to be. Oh, not to be. They're not Christ-like. It's not a Christ-like spirit. It's not like behaving as the children of God. It's not being filled with the Spirit of God. And we're disobeying the command to submit to one another. Turn with me in the book of Micah. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, where we read, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. One last scripture in closing. We read in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, Christ Jesus submitted Himself to the will of the Father. Right from the plan, right from the inception, He submitted Himself. And in a way, we could say He submitted Himself to each of us that have been redeemed by the blood of of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave His life for us. Hebrews chapter 12 tells us this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, He did that you and I might be saved, so that you and I might live eternally with Him. We're going to close there.